What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We also back on the Boss Man Show, in front of the show. We're going to App State. Boone of Clowns, talk to my man Dustin Courage. Fresh off a win last night against ETSU. What's up, man? How you gonna talk to you, man? How you doing, buddy?
It's always great to be on here, man, JR. You're a good guy, and what a great show, and it's always a pleasure to be on here.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, too, at Lake Point, man. We can get them guys, man. It's a good time out there, man.
No doubt. Always make a trip down to Atlanta recruiting. We've had a lot of success down there. We just signed another kid from Grayson High School, who was originally from North Carolina. So dipping back down there, and just a lot of great talent, a lot of great coaches.
And Dustin, man, I had to tell you, man, we won your first round game last night. It's ETSU, a regional rival there. Got my man Brooke Savage over there. Now, tell me about that game last night, man. And I seen your team get one more win, go forward. Get four down last four games, man, as you prepare for a big game against Auburn coming up on Sunday.
Well, you know, last night we played well. ETSU, new coach with Coach Savage, I think he's doing a good job. But, you know, we got off to a hot start, and, you know, I thought we really just warmed down. They fought back in the second half and chipped away with it. But, you know, we did it in our fourth game in a row. And, you know, proud of our guys for just finishing off, making our free throws and all that.
No doubt. And you know what? I know you had a tough start playing two games against Oregon State, and Coach Bernard does a good job in Northern Illinois. But how did those games kind of prepare you for your guys for this run, kind of let you all get some little adversity, be able to watch back film and make corrections and apply it on the game before we start this? To KO Saddle, it's Wilmington and Murray State with Steve Frohm and Corey Gibson and Austin Peay.
Well, those are all really good programs. And so they're really just quality wins for our program. I think we've, you know, Coach Settle does a tremendous job at UNC Wilmington, and they're picked to win the league there. And then, you know, Murray State's always good. I think they've been to 18 NCAA tournaments. Austin Peay has a long tradition. I think Coach Gibson's going to do a really good job there. He played there. And then, like I said, you got ETSU, who's got another, they might have 15 NCAA tournament appearances themselves. So, like, you know, we've been able to play well against some really good programs. And I think that our depth is part of our strength, and we're able to just, you know, wear people down.
It was, like you said, like I'm looking at your stats here, man. You have seven guys averaging seven or more points, must be in 13 points. Talk about that balanced scoring piece where you don't depend on this one guy to score all the points, but you can kind of spread it out. And like you said, wear guys down. And also, guys have the ball, which you and I both know, the ball gives you energy. And guys will play harder when they're going to get some shots up.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing we do a good job of, sharing the ball, playing unselfish. And, you know, I think it's different people every night. You know, like it's one kid this game and one kid that game. And, you know, if somebody's not playing well, we've got somebody else stepping up and you know, taking the pressure off. But I think we've got a really good group of just people. And, but, you know, I think we've kind of found some chemistry, you know, on the court as well. And, but it starts with our defense. I think we've been defending well and getting out in transition and scoring. And, but just, yeah, sharing the ball is a big deal for our program.
No doubt. And defensively, you're forcing at least 11 turnovers a game. You're supposed to have 7-8 turnovers that you forced already. So, and that's like you're getting out there and transitioning in easy baskets as well. So, on your end, you're only having 10 per game, limited turnovers on your end. So how important that is, limited turnovers, so you don't give Wales free points to get, especially those live ball turnovers. We know we don't want to have it all. So talk about taking care of the ball for your guys on that end as well.
Yeah, you know, certainly our ball handling has been key. You know, I feel like if we just get a shot up, you know, this group has got the ability to really score it. I think we've got five straight games or six straight. I think every game we played this year, seven games, has been over 70 points. Maybe one, you know what, one game, Murray State, we were in the 60s. But, you know, part of our strength is sharing the ball and moving the ball and getting the ball moving and you know, finding the hot guy.
No doubt. And I feel like that's going to help you out this tough Sun Belt play. And just looking at the league as a whole, how happy are you with the play of your cousins in the Sun Belt for y'all getting a Sun Belt play? Because I feel like this new Sun Belt match challenge is going to be fun for you all as well. And since seeing how the Sun Belt is improving every year and how it's one of the top conferences in the country every year now with the depth of the conference you all have now.
Well, I think the Sun Belt is the best, quote, one-bid league in the country. And I think that you got 14 dogs fighting for one bone. And, you know, obviously James Madison has had a tremendous start to the season, ranked in the top 25, beating Michigan State, beating Kent State. And so that has really helped the league. I think I haven't followed everybody as closely. If I start falling the Sun Belt, I get a little Pepto-Bismol or something, right? Like it's just that competitive of a league. And there's so many great coaches and players. And so But James Madison, I, you know, with their start, I've certainly been following that. I think that our league's had some really good wins. And I know our league's going to be ever competitive as ever.
No doubt. And I said every game, like, you all play a tough opponent. It's like, truthfully, Georgia State should beat Belmont. I was at that game myself. I saw that personally. They should have won that game, and he's doing a good job as well. But it's up and down the league, man. It's crazy how good ball is. And for you, Dustin, seeing the guys on your roster, man, and just seeing where your guys get better, you kind of see that you had some potential this summer in workouts. Like, I know for me, when I was playing, I kind of tell summertime and fall workouts, okay, we have something here. So kind of what point you kind of see, you know, in during the summer and during the process of getting ready for this year that you had some talent on this roster, that if you all play the right way, definitely be something special.
Yeah, I think with a lot of returners, but we definitely saw with our new guys, you know, just how well they gelled with the older guys. And I thought that there was an instant kind of chemistry on and off the court, which I think that there's a big thing. You know, when guys like each other off the court, they like playing with each other on the court. And so I definitely was able to see that this summer. And, you know, I think our new guys have really helped us. We returned a lot of guys, but you got guys like Trayvon Spillers, Jordan Marsh, Miles Tate, Josh Hayes really stepping up and being able to help us right away has been really, really beneficial for our team.
100%. And it's what I love about we have new guys, seeing them kind of blend in with the returners, and the returners been open to bringing those guys in and not being selfish, being really a selfless teammate. And I think that's the beauty of sports, seeing when, you know, the returning guys actually just take guys on their wing and say, hey, this is how we're at App State. This is how we work out, how we eat, what standard is. And it's fun when guys really embrace their new teammates and really take them in as family, because you're going to need to eat on the court when games start.
No, absolutely. And we did some things this summer. We wanted our guys to enjoy where they go to school and live. So we went up to Grandfather Mountain as a team. We went on Alpine roller coaster. We went tubing down the river. And so I think some of those experiences really, really sped up the process, for our team with just, relationships and things and doing some fun things, off the court.
No doubt, man. That's some – we on the river, man. That's fun to me. Now, I can't swim deep current, but I love to feel the water.
the water is about 2 feet deep. It's just, you ever been on a lazy river?
I have.
So it's literally I've never done that until I moved here, but it's literally, it's a real life lazy river. They take you in a van, they drop you off. The water is probably 2 feet. I mean, it doesn't go to your knees, but you just float down the river like a lazy river for about 2 hours. It's really cool.
Man, I need to do that, man, because I love water. I just can't swim, but 2 feet, I can do that. 2 feet, I can do that. That's easy. Easy work right there, man. Easy work. And like I said, we miss you for game Sunday against Auburn coming up here, and Bruce Pearl and those guys, man, got 3 days to prep for him, man. So tell me about that matchup, and how cool is it to challenge your guys against a team like Auburn, man, knowing they're going to be a good team and a tournament team?
Yeah, they're tremendous, and Coach Pearl does a really good job. I think that one thing that's, for Auburn coming to App State, this is the first time in 23 years that basketball has had a nationally televised game at App State. So ESPN2 on Sunday, 1 o'clock, but also it's a sellout. So, we're expecting, 8,300 people. That's going to be the second time when the building was opened by UNC in 2000. So that's the second time in 23 years that our building's going to be sold out. And so it would be coach speak to just say, hey, like, this is just another game. No, it's not another game. This is different. This is a sellout. This is an SEC team coming to you. Doesn't happen every day. And so it's hard to just, our preparation and routine will stay the same, but it's a big deal. And Auburn's tremendous. They're well coached. They've got really, really good players. They play really hard defensively. And so certainly we've got our hands full, but like, we've also got to enjoy it. We got to enjoy the moment. We got to have fun with it. Got to have fun in the preparation. You got to have fun with the atmosphere, and you just got to let loose and go play.
No doubt. Cause once that ball to this basketball, but yeah, man, now I feel like when those teams come to you all, gives you a real chance, because they're on the road to different routine for them, and your fans getting involved. So I feel like it's cool when Power Five comes to a group of five school. It's really cool and good. Coach Pearl for doing that for you guys, man. It's gonna be fun for those people of Boone, that area, man. To have Auburn SC school right there in your backyard on Sunday after church, man, and cheer for you guys.
Well, I think Coach Pearl, and he's told me this, and we're not the first school he's done this with. He did it with Murray State. He did it at Tennessee with some teams. He did it with Coastal Carolina here. He's doing it with Georgia State, South Alabama. Maybe one more, right? But he really wants to take his team in the non-conference. He wants to play a true road game and in front of a sellout, in front of a packed house. And so, kudos to him for having that mentality, mindset. So obviously he's an ultra successful coach, and but I think that really resonates and makes sense to me, like preparing your team for conference play with a really, really tough true road game is his thought process with this, and then here we are.
No doubt. And then after him, you have three regional matches with Queens. I know you have a big base in Charlotte down there, Gardner-Webb as well, and Asheville on the 21st there, man. So how cool is having these regional matchups, man, that your fans really get into as well, and knowing that those areas, there's a lot of athlete folks there, these and alumni in these areas, man. So how cool is it to play those teams like Queens, Garden Webb, and Asheville as well, and give your fans that site there as well?
Well, it's a great point. You're right, JR. Like, so when exams are over, our students go home. You know, people don't realize that basketball is the only sport that goes over both semesters. And so, you know, there's a time period there where a lot of you got holiday parties, you got just family Christmas stuff. And so it's the time to play some neutral events. And for us, the Hoop State, North Carolina, and our passionate fan base, it's a great time to go travel around the state and play. So after exams, we will play in Charlotte, Greensboro, and Hickory. So we've got Queens, which is a great program. Coach Leonard and Queens, that's been a very, very – been one of the best programs in the state of North Carolina. And so playing in Charlotte at Queens is important, and they'll come back here next year. And then playing a neutral game at Greensboro. So we're going to play where the Greensboro Swarm G League play, playing Gardner Webb there in Greensboro, which that's just a Saturday afternoon game in front of where we have a bunch of alumni. And then first time ever, you know, App State this year, we started a Hickory campus. Hickory's a big area for us. It's about an hour away. A lot of fans, a lot of alumni. And so December 21st, UNC Asheville, we're going to play at Catawba Valley Junior College in a neutral event. Event's a very good program in state, UNC Asheville. So three quality programs in state. And then traveling around the state. Like I said, we're hitting three of our biggest markets, Charlotte, Greensboro, Hickory, there while our students are gone. People are traveling around, holiday parties. So that's strategic, and I think it'll be really beneficial.
100%. And you know what? I can't believe it, Justin. You're in your fifth year, man, here already, man. We was talking when you got the job, man. 5 years ago, it's already been 5 years, man. Is it flowing by for you too, man?
It goes by fast when you're having fun, and this is a wonderful place. I think the App State brand is really, really strong, and I think that the university athletics only continues to elevate many levels. Certainly, our football team is playing for another Sun Belt Championship this weekend at Troy on ESPN, and so our volleyball program, women's soccer, baseball, cross country track. I mean. Softball, like every sports, women's basketball is off to a great start this year. Like all of our sports are doing really well. I think that just shows the leadership of the university and our athletic administration. Like it's just a great place. And so it goes by quick when you're having fun and you're at a good place.
You got that right, man. I said, it's been 5 years since we did this first time when you got hired back in 18, man. But yeah, bro, I was going to talk to you, man. I was going to see you smiling face, man. See you in late point, man. I'm going to try to see you, Jordan. Are you playing against State here this year or no?
We play at Georgia State, yes.
So hopefully Hawks are on a home schedule so I can come by and see you all play, man, so I can make it work to come see you play, man.
Well, love to see you. It's a pleasure being on the Bossman Show. You do a great job. I follow it. When I'm not on it, I see all the other coaches you have on. Thanks for all you do for growing the game of basketball. And you're one of the good guys. And so it's always a pleasure to be on here.
Same to you, buddy. I'm so glad we got to get it done. I said, hey, I've been on over a year, man. I get my band on the show again. I got to get you back on. So we made it happen, man. I love it.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. Go Mountaineers, take the stairs.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.